We're at Grillers Meats today, and what's your name?
Craig Shuri.
And you own the place?
Yeah, Beth and myself. Yeah, my wife, yes.
And when did you open?
We opened 3 years ago in October.
21?
Yeah, I think it's 21, yeah.
And what made you decide to open a...
Well, there is a Grillers in Vernon, who's a very good friend of mine, opened it up probably about 17 years ago. And then his stepbrother opened up in Lake Country about 6-7 years ago, just following them and see the success they were having, and we really liked the business model that they were using. So we decided to sell everything and quit our jobs and move to Salmon Arm and start a business.
What made you think of Salmon Arm?
We did a lot of market research, and it seemed like the demographic really fit as far as the business model with the tourists in the summer as well. And we really liked the area, so we were debating over Kelowna, West Kelowna, and Salmon Arm, and we just felt like Salmon Arm was the place to be for us, so affordability of housing, and we just loved the area and the people.
I see meats in there and some spices. It's more than just a butcher shop.
Yeah, we do a lot of local beef as well, products, so non-GMO, ethically raised animals. We source some of our beef from Kamloops. Some of it comes from Alberta. All our pork comes from the Fraser Valley. All our chicken comes from Colonial Farms at Armstrong. And there's actually a lot of farmers that raise chickens for Colonial in Salmon Arm. So a lot of local meat, a lot of very quality meat. And then we also do all our barbecue sauces and rubs for grilling and smoking. We start in Salmon Arm and then we kind of work our way out. So Holy Ham Pies is a Salmon Arm business that started. We were the first ones to carry Panzuto Pizza. Dave, we started carrying his pizza first. And Picantera, there's a few sauces here that we carry and some mustards that we carry from them. We really try to support any artisan makers local, and then we kind of work our way out from there.
You have pet food as well?
We do. We make our own pet food here. It's a kind of a byproduct of our chicken and that type of thing. Very high quality. We use organ meat. We use chicken bones and chicken meat, seeds, fruits, vegetables. So it's a really nice mix. I know for my dog, who we imported from Mexico, she was having a real problem with the food that we were giving her. We finally get her on there. Her rashes are all gone. Like, it really cleaned up a lot of stuff for her. Just eating good quality food.
So your business model is fairly simple. It's basically a farm to fresh.
As much as possible, we would a farm to fresh, support local, try to get involved in the community. We donate a lot of different things to a lot of different entities here. We love being a part of the community, and that was one of our goals when we first opened, is that we wanted to be part of a community, and that's why we kind of chose Salmon Arm, because it was a little smaller than Kelowna, and we feel that, you know, sometimes we can make a bit of a difference too.
What were the challenges when you opened up the store?
COVID. Our construction ended up being twice as long. We were hoping to be open before summer. We didn't open up until October. Cost was double at that time for construction. And then, as always, manpower for us, staffing, has been a hard thing to overcome. But we've got a great staff now. So we're pretty fortunate that way. But construction and just opening up a business during COVID, during the end of COVID, was really difficult.
How many people do you hire?
We have 10 on staff right now.
10?
Yeah. It's a very busy shop. Mm-hmm. We're always looking. We've got a few students here as well, part-time. And so I think we had up to 3 students that were still in high school.
Has business been good since the start?
Business has been very good from the start, yeah. The community has embraced us. This town really likes to support local. Likes to support local products, so it's been very good for us, and we're very fortunate.
Yeah, because you are kind of out of the way.
A little bit out of the way. People do seem to find us. It's, you know, right from the word go, we were pretty busy. We've exceeded our goals, let's say, right from the start. We're pretty fortunate.
And your actual physical location, what's the address?
520 Hudson. So we're right beside Tim Hortons, and we're in between McGuire Lake and Tim Hortons on the Hudson side.
McGuire Lake, that's kind of nice.
It's nice. And, you know, we do a soup and sandwich Monday to Friday, and we do a special sandwich every Friday. We call it a butcher's special, which is very popular. All our soups are all made fresh every morning. We make our own roast beef here. It's not deli meat, it's made fresh. We make our own corned beef for our Reuben sandwiches. People can grab a sandwich. Unfortunately, we don't have anywhere to sit here, but nice to grab and go and then take over to McGuire Lake and have a nice lunch and a nice soup and sandwich.
Grillers is more than just a place you can go buy meats.
Butcher shop and a full deli as well with the soup and sandwiches Monday to Friday. And we also dabble in a bit of catering as well. So we do a lot of soup and sandwiches to go. We do a lot of catering for the fire department, for their training center, for the CSRD, and charcuterie boards and that type of thing as well.
Do you have a Facebook or internet presence?
Yeah, Facebook has been great to us, and Instagram. It's just Grillers Meats Salmon Arm, both our Facebook and Instagram. And we also do have a website that we share with the other two Grillers locations, www.grillersmeats.com. Yeah.
Any plans for the near future or long-term goals?
We just love to keep going on the path that we're going. We may plan to revamp our lunch a little bit and going to some more barbecue, that type of thing. But looking after this store is the main thing. It keeps our hands full as it is right now. So yeah, just keep trying to add more products and finding what people like and that type of thing.
And would we be able to find Grillers at any sort of outdoor events?
No, not right now. No, it's just an in-store location.
Is there anything you'd like Salmon Arm to know about Grillers Meats that we haven't touched on?
No, I think we've covered a lot. Again, it's always grateful to be part of this community, and you know, we can't stress how fortunate and we are to be here and how much we love the community and how much we love being in Salmon Arm.
Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.